G'day and welcome to the podcast of Stav, Abby and Matt. That is the three people right now speaking into these sticks that record.
What was your favourite part of the show?
I liked the... what do we do?
Wow. Wow,
quite the highlight.
Sassy callers. The sassy customer service was a
sass
lot of fun.
Bomb, sass bomb, there's a sass bomb. Thought about that too late.
Yeah. Hindsight. It's good
2020. I once asked my friend what superpower he would have. He said the power of hindsight. I'm like, yeah, well played.
Got a good point there. Yeah. What was your favourite part of the show today?
The opener. That was really...
All downhill from there, was it?
I don't know.
What was it about the opener?
If we're not our own champions, who will be the champions for us?
Oh, I liked the teen mum.
Yeah, she was very interesting, actually.
Very interesting to have a baby at 15 years of age, yeah.
Frightening, even.
Especially for you.
With a teenage son. I quite often tell him that I am too young to be a grandfather.
You're too young to have a teenage boy.
That is true.
So if it follows suit.
Often if people had their child young, that child is more commonly to have a child young as well.
There you go. Sleep well.
Because they see that you've achieved it. And I don't know, for some reason, just that pattern continues.
That's why we made Ethan get a vasectomy at the same time as me.
I think that's called castration and it's illegal.
Did you de-sex your teenage child?
That's a little joke. Of course we didn't.
Of course not.
But there's something in it.
You guys do an evil laugh.
I know. I'm hungry today.
Me too.
Oh, well, are you guys hungry?
Starving.
We can, here's the podcast.
Here's the podcast.
Do you guys have food? I don't have any food.
I don't have any food.
Still baked beans in there.
Oh, yes, but is there any bread for the baked beans?
I can't supply everything.
Yes, you can. You're our supplier.
Are you been eating his baked beans?
What, you don't want to be the supplier anymore?
No, I'm the guy between the guy.
Still a supplier. Just down the food chain.
Yeah, making less profit.
I don't know how this happened.
All right, here we go. Podcast time.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days. It is clear that this can now only be described as a terrorist attack.
Yeah, still devastating and unbelievable news to comprehend out of New Zealand.
Yeah, well, to find out that an Australian man had gone over there and went into a place of peace and shot 50 people, I think is unbelievable.
We have a guy on the air with us right now who is connected to that alleged shooter. His name is Brandon. Good morning. How do you know him?
Yeah, so we both grew up in Grafton, down on the north coast of New South Wales, and he actually was my personal trainer at the gym. So we'd do workouts together and stuff like that, and yeah, to have found out 7 years later that he's done this this terrifying attack in New Zealand was just was shocking.
I think we all want to find answers about why someone would be that extreme. Did he make any comments back when you knew him that you thought, oh, that doesn't sound right?
No, it's one of those weird situations that, yeah, seven, 8 years ago, we'd be in the gym and we'd talk video games, we'd talk sport. There was never any talks of anything that would correlate with what he's done. So it was one of those, to find out over the news that this person has, one, done this attack, then two, they're from your hometown, and then three, you personally knew them. Just is an absolute head spin.
Did he have many friends at the gym? Because a lot of people coming out saying that he was bullied as a kid makes no excuse, of course, but you know that he was quite isolated from a lot of people. Does that have any truth to it?
As far as that side of things, I'm not too sure. I only knew him in the gym itself, but he was always really friendly at the gym. He'd often offer his time with young athletes like myself who were just starting to get into their fitness aspect of whatever sport they were doing. So he'd volunteer his time to help us in the gym and do an hour session along with us completely on his own time. So he was, as far as anything else, he was actually really generous that way.
It must be a very strange feeling to, because obviously people know him, he grew up in society, but to be watching what happened and then have that moment of, oh my God, I actually know that guy. That must be a very, very strange feeling.
Yeah, as you guys said, I work in the same company as you guys, so heard it all over the news and saw the photo of his face and didn't even click that it was him. And then I got home from work, and actually my mum called me up and said, did you realise who it was? And as soon as she gave me the name, I was able to recognise him. And yeah, Friday night was a really, really long night.
Grafton is a very small town, and everyone knows everyone. He's still got family there. Do you know them directly?
I don't know them directly. Once again, like just through people we know people. It's a town of about 25,000-27,000 people, so it's a very small community. And even though I don't live in Grafton anymore, from what I've read on Facebook, a lot of people are quite shocked, and the town is a little bit down at the moment, just from what I've been able to read on Facebook.
So he never, when he was your personal trainer, never seemed like the kind of guy to be violent, get in a fight? You never heard him speak ill of Muslims or anyone ever before?
No, nothing at all like that. So that's just one of those things that makes it so much harder to try and get your head around.
I guess it's one of those things, though, where if he did do that, then he probably would have been on people's radar.
Yeah, but we're not going to find answers. I know you're saying, some people are saying that, you know, he went overseas and he was...
But that's what I'm saying. It's a big... 7 years is not that much of a long time to go... Yeah. That's like in 7 years' time. As crazy as this sounds, we're not working together, and then one of us goes and does the same thing, and you're like, oh, we had no idea.
Mm.
That's what is terrifying about this situation. There could be people among us now we have no idea that are just going to snap one day.
Mm. Yeah, it's strange. Just to try... Like, you hear of all these sort of attacks that happen all around the world, and you feel bad and you feel sorry for everyone that's involved. And then it goes to a whole other level when they're one from your hometown and two, you knew them personally. So it's a really strange feeling.
When did he leave the gym? Do you know what he did after?
Once he left the gym, I haven't had any contact with him. But everyone's saying that he then went and traveled the world over the last few years and spent very little time in Grafton itself.
Yeah, apparently a lot of his money he was using to travel was from cryptocurrency. So he made lots of money on Bitcoin.
Right.
And then that's how he's been traveling. He went to North Korea and a whole heap of places like that.
Oh, okay. So, wow.
Well, look, mate, thank you for calling us this morning. We wish we were talking to you on better circumstances, but nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling through.
Thanks, hon.
That's all right, guys. See you.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make your hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
First calls. This is when the show is yours. Anything you want to discuss, you know our number, 131060.
Best callers going to get $100 to spend at Lorna Jane. And don't think, oh, no, I don't want that, fellas, because that could be a great... Hey, look what I got you, honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jen in Coomera, what do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to thank you guys for our car that we got last year, the Holden Astra.
Oh. With the dashboard bingo. Your husband got it. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you were walking to school because you didn't have a car.
Yeah, and had to keep the kids home during the rain.
Which we didn't ever want anyone to have to do that, Jen. So I'm glad you got
and
a car.
The car actually ended up being a lot more than we expected. Because in November of last year, October actually, is when I got diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Oh, no, Jen.
Oh. So sorry to hear that.
It ended up being a big lifesaver so I could get to my appointments and whatnot.
Wow. Oh, and how are you now?
I'm okay. I've still got treatment that I need to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, yeah. And, yeah, I ended up helping to donate for the Shay for a Cure for you, Abs, because I couldn't not donate after going through, you know, cancer myself. So, yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys so much because it's been an absolute lifesaver for us.
Oh, Jen.
You're welcome.
We're glad we could help out.
Yeah.
We had to hide in the car when we gave that away.
Yes, we did.
We wanted him to pull off the ribbon and we hid in the car.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
For a long time.
It was 25 minutes. Yes. We thought it would be 2 minutes.
It was hot. So. I did start to freak out a little bit. Yeah.
Hey, Kaylee from Forest Lake, you're on the air. What would you like to chat about?
Well, I was working like a 14-hour day and I was pretty tired, and my loving partner said, oh, it's all right, babe, I'll make you breakfast and a coffee the next day. And I'm gluten and lactose and dairy intolerant. So he's got like gluten-free ham, almond milk in the omelette, and then coffee on almond milk. But I had the coffee and I was like, this tastes really good, as like better than normal, like really creamy. I was like, babe, what did you use? And he's like, almond milk. I was like, what else? What coffee? And he's like, the cappuccino sachets. I was like, oh, no. I was like... Yeah, I did not have a good day from then on.
So what happens when you ingest milk?
It's like bloating, stabbing pains, and then just not a good day.
No, but a few hours later, because my son's
the
same.
You knew the answer to that question.
It comes out. It can come out either way.
Yeah. Like, he meant well, but it was very sweet, but not sweet.
I reckon he stitched you up. He's like, I'll ruin this once. You will never want breakfast in bed ever again.
That's not true. Your husband had a good thought, not like Maddie's. Dane in Mitchelton, what do you want to talk about first calls?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to talk about Egg Boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Yeah, what are your thoughts on Egg Boy?
I think what he's done is wrong. I think two wrongs definitely don't make a right. I was sort of brought up, you just can't go around hitting people. Like, whether what he's doing is right, like, I don't believe in anything Fraser Anning's saying.
Yeah.
But I just also think that you just, no matter the situation, you can't just hit someone. Mm. So,
yeah. Well, you're not a hero, you're putting it in there. Do you ever believe that egging has a time and a place?
Yeah, well, in a friendly manner, of course. Like,
friendly egging? Yeah.
Can you explain a friendly egging
to me?
Well, I'll tell you. See, okay. Abby can't tell. I think there's a fun egging.
I think,
right?
If I got egged, I'd be mortified because it stinks and it hurts hard to get out. So I wouldn't look at my friend and go,
good one.
Yeah, but I would never egg a chick unless she egged me first. A friendly egging, Dane, right, is it's your mate's bucks party and you say, we're going to come and pick you up. As he walks to the car, everyone jumps out of the van, pelts him with eggs.
And he goes, ha ha.
Exactly right.
I will point out that's not what happened with Fraser Anning. He was certainly not on a bucks night.
No.
Was,
but that's
exactly right.
Is that a friend? You would consider that a friendly egging day?
Yeah. Well, if it's your friends and it's all in good spirits, then sure. But just because of your political views against someone else, I don't think that's right.
You're completely right, Dane. And I think it's weird what's happened to him, that he's been idolized now because of what he did. But
he's got offers from sports stars and rock stars all over the world saying if you want.
Because they also want the Facebook likes from it. And I think that's where it becomes an issue, is people are, you know, they're just chasing likes on Facebook.
My actual issue with the whole thing, if you watch the clip, it's not even the egging so much as the fact that he completely gets his phone ready before he even exits. So he knows what he's doing.
Exactly.
But he got the likes that he wanted. So.
All right. Well, hopefully we can have a friendly egging of each other one day, Dane.
Hopefully.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks for calling through.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. His wife has no hair, but he doesn't care. He's home with three boys because there's no other choice. It's time to check in with the one and only Scotty Too Hottie for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Yeah, oi, Stabby. Nice intro there. Beautiful, mate. Love your words.
Thank you kindly.
That was very clever.
Thanks, man.
That's the highlight of this segment, and we're done.
Yeah. All right, see you guys next week.
Scotty, what's going on this week, mate? We plan nothing in this. We throw it over to you as a man of the people to decide what we discuss in Tradie Chat Tuesday. What do you got?
Well, Matty, voices, mate. Voices are very deceiving, you know?
Yeah.
We live on our voice. That's that pays our bills.
Yeah, Matty, you sound a lot, geekier than what you are, you know? So, Stav, Stav sounds...
manlier than what
geeky,
he is?
But he's a geeky, you know?
I know what you mean. You get a visual image of someone in your head with their voice, and then you meet them.
Sorry, what was mine?
Oh, no, but you're just annoying on the radio, and, you're annoying at home, so... That's a win-win.
Nah, I shouldn't have went there. No, because Scotty's always with me when people always come up and they're like, oh, you're not what I thought you looked like on the radio. Mm. I thought you would have been taller. I'm like, why does my voice seem like I'm taller?
Oh, yes. Yeah, right. Well, you're pretty much, like, you're Mr. Hit 105 at the moment, Scotty.
Am I? Yep. Am I? Are we talking about me or you or Stav?
You.
Oh, we're talking about me. I'm Mr. Hit 105, you reckon?
There's not an ad break on this station that doesn't have you.
Hey, Scotty here from Tradie Chat Tuesdays. I've been going on about that flooring.
You have, mate.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, mate. That's a shocker, isn't it? Who did that voiceover?
Hey, Hey, Scotty here from Trady Chat Tuesdays.
Do you remember, Scotty, when we first got you on, you actually thought that we were bogifying your voice. We were putting you through a bogan filter and making you sound more bogan than you actually are.
That's right, Stav. I did think that, yeah. So, that's Ocker Scotty, I suppose. It sounds like a bit like Nick Cummins, or whatever his name is, the dude, the honey badger.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's what I sort of sound a bit like, I reckon.
What do you have? You had people mention to you what they think, what you look like from your voice?
Oh, they reckon, yeah, I'm better looking than what I sound on the phone, I think. Yeah.
Do they, hon?
Hey, Scotty, you from Trady Chat Tuesdays.
Scotty always tells the story of one of his friends who hooked up with a girl. How did he just chat with her? Because apparently, just had a phone conversation. And thought that she was really good.
Yeah,
looking.
Well, that's. Yeah, he thought, you know, sometimes you ring up and someone sounds very attractive on the phone. So I don't know. He was ringing up for some board supplies because he used to shape boards back in the day. And yeah. She was over in Melbourne. So I don't know. He chatted to her a couple of times and then he went, bit the bullet, right, I'm going to fly over there and meet you. And then he flew over there and he was walking through the airport and he was on the phone going, all right, what are you wearing? And she's like, what are you wearing? And then they're walking towards each other and he was just about to, he noticed her before she noticed him. And he was about to do a 180 and walk the other way. She might have been about a 2 out of 10, which isn't very nice to say. But anyway,
numbers are numbers.
Spotted him before, numbers are numbers. So, but spotted him before he could turn away and, I can see you, I can see you. To the man's credit. He did go through the whole weekend. So.
What a hero.
Well, that's when a hero comes along, babe.
Not all heroes wear capes, Scotty. Not all heroes wear capes.
Now, anyway, so they're married. They've got 3 kids.
Ugly, ugly children.
No.
In that case, two wrongs can make a right. Oh. We have, I know two people who've just had a baby, and they are not attractive, but they have the cutest baby you've ever seen. It is one of science's strangest things.
I always love hearing the story of how you and Abby met, Scotty.
So it was
That's
this
right.
Is...
Dab, I was spewing. I missed out turning it around.
Pre Facebook? Was this pre Facebook?
Who, me and Abby or this bloke?
No, this bloke and the girl.
Yeah, no, this is back when I was 20 or something. So yeah, this is way before Facebook.
There's a newsreader that a radio station that I used to work at, and I've never wanted to meet him because I'm like, he's so good looking, and people are like, I don't know if he's what you expect. So I'm like, I never want to meet him.
Which radio station?
Beckett in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah, sure. It sounds like the one in Brizzy.
No.
You're just trying to cover your tracks, honey, eh?
Amy Drew, we all know she sounds sexy.
Did you just invent Adelaide? Is it someone here in Brisbane?
No, it definitely is.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, I just don't want you to track him down.
You were very disappointed when you Googled Luke Bonner. Because you're a big Luke Bonner fan. Yeah.
What's Amy Drew look like, guys?
She's gorgeous.
You know, she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. Yeah, she sounds gorgeous.
Yeah. You haven't met her?
You know?
I tell you what, you guys should meet up at an airport on the phone with each other and see what happens. Good on you, Scotty. Nice to chat to you, buddy.
Guys.
Good on you.
See you, guys. Have a good one.
Speaking of Amy Drew, she'll give you the sexy news next.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I'd like to make a complaint, please.
Stop whining.
We expect companies to have good customer service. And I want to know if you've made a complaint, because it's easier to do these days. There's an online section.
Yeah.
And there's social media. I want to know if you've made a complaint and got a sassy response. You're like,
sass.
Oh, no. Customer's always right. And you responded that.
Because no, you ain't.
There is a Kmart shopper said that she struggled to find clothing in her size, a plus size. So when she visited the store, and she claims that the plus sized clothing range in Kmart was limited to half a rack, and was shoved in the darkest part of the store between the pyjamas and the maternity wear. So she took online to make that complaint, and she got one back from them saying, thank you for contacting us while we try to cater for as many people as possible. Please understand people come in all shapes and sizes, and we can't cater for absolutely everyone. It is not entirely our job to make you feel good about yourself.
Sass.
Boom.
Sass bomb.
Well, you should always try to pretend. You should try to pretend that you always make people feel happy.
You know what's happened there?
What?
She's whoever he or she who has written back to that has written all the way up till just before that, it's not up to us.
Yep.
And then they've done that thing where they go, this is what I'd really write. and then they've either forgotten to delete that last bit out or they've had a bad day.
Oh, that is gone, written at 4:58 p.m.
Yeah.
And they've just dealt with complaints non-stop.
I find it hard to believe. You've been in customer service quite a bit in your career. You would have given some sass back.
Oh, problems make me happy. I find it really interesting going through the complaints because I used to work for a luxury car brand and complaints was
BMW.
My specialty.
I don't know why we...
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, don't you ruin her possible prospects.
But then I had given notice, but they said, oh, look, you have to give us warning, so you've still got 3 weeks. Why they let me go for 3 weeks, I don't understand. Because I went for lunch breaks and didn't come back for like 3 hours.
It was still the same as when you were there, apparently.
She's really putting 110 in. We should have sacked her years ago.
I got one. I did get one, someone saying she had like a, I think it was about a $700,000 car. And she had these complaints with it because she was putting a handbag on the passenger seat. Uh-huh. And when you do that, it was so heavy that it would indicate that someone was in that seat. So light kept going off. I tried to explain it to her a few times. She didn't take it. So then she's like, I'm going to get a current affair on you guys. And I wrote back to her saying, I'm pretty sure a current affair will care about your $600,000 BMW. So go ahead.
That was back in the day. Now they would eat that story up.
Nah, now they wouldn't.
It's more about battlers. I don't think they'd care about her.
My sister used to do the online complaints for Australia Post.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She was like the head of looking after the complaints department.
Social media expert.
My little sister is the angriest person I know. So when she told
Maddie's only saying that now because she's in Melbourne and can't hear.
Yeah, she can't. So don't go looking her up, please.
But she would have been nice, dealing.
Yeah, she would show me the things she would write back. And I've said to her one day, why can't you speak to me like this? This is so lovely. She's like, shut up, idiot.
Maybe that's why. She saved up all the niceties on them.
Mm. Well, 131060, we want to hear from you this morning. Have you made a complaint to a business as the customer and they've come back and they've sassed you? Mm. Whether it was face-to-face in the store or whether you did it online.
Maybe you were the one that gave the sass.
Oh, you reckon we'll get those? They're probably not working for the company anymore.
That's fine. So. That's probably better.
131060, have you made a complaint and all you got was sass? We'll take your call. But that's the right word, isn't it? Got some sass. Sass.
Attitude.
Oh, no, I like sass.
All right.
Okay. We're back to sass, guys.
And we'll get you on next.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I'd like to make a complaint.
I'd like to make a complaint, please.
Stop whining.
A customer has posted the response she got from a complaint she made about not being able to find her sizes in Kmart. She said the plus sizes were put in the back of the store. Uh-huh. There was only half a rack. Maybe because they had sold out. Regardless, she wasn't happy with the response because the response basically said, it is not entirely our job to make you feel good about yourself. She's like, ooh, sass.
Sass bomb.
Shouldn't have got sass. But we want to know on 131060 if you made a complaint and that's exactly what you got.
Mate, you can join us anytime in this. Natasha from Kalanga, you made a complaint and got some sass.
Yes, I did. Mine's against a big Australia car company, which I can't name, but my car's only 3 years old and it's had nothing but problems since the day I bought it. The day I was meant to pick up the car, it didn't want to start, and that's straight off the showroom floor. When I called up to make a complaint against them all, their response was...
They cried, did they?
Yes, that would be my child. No, when I said that I'm going to take it further, their response was, well, we'll leave that in your capable hands, shall we?
Ooh, sass bomb.
Ooh.
Ouch. Are you holding it together?
No, not really.
Do you know what I do realise? This sounds like me having conversations with my friends. Sorry, can you hear me over the kids?
Yeah, because you ring from the car with the kids yelling on the hands-free.
Yeah, sorry, it's the only time I got.
No, I do exactly the same thing. I apologised to you the other day. You were on your own. You're like, I'm going home to this. I'll let you go. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show for the very first time.
Thank you, Maddie.
You got some sass.
I sure did. Many years ago when we first moved to Brisbane, we had a filing cabinet and I could not find the key anywhere. And I was infuriated because the whole life in those days was inside the filing cabinet. I rang them and they did not try and help me at all. So I thought, I know what I can do. I'll tell them, my brother-in-law is a lawyer. If you don't help me open this filing cabinet, I am going to get him onto you. And do you know what they said?
No.
That's okay. My sister's a magistrate. Go ahead.
Tax bomb.
Oh, Joe.
Is your brother really a lawyer?
Yes, he is. But do you know where I found the key?
Where?
It was actually stuck to the back of the filing cabinet.
Of course it is. That old chestnut.
I wonder if they really had magistrate for the sister.
My cousin, who lives in Tasmania, is
president.
Family lawyer.
Jessica in Hillcrest, what was the sass you got after making a complaint?
Hey, Dylan. So pretty much had a door that wouldn't lock at my property, and the property manager pretty much just turned around and said, not my problem, go and buy a lock and put it on it yourself.
Sass bomb. Wow.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Oh, well, I ended up going to the RTA, and then they became responsible for it because it is their responsibility. Yeah. They're renting out a property.
Yeah. We had the same thing, actually.
I'll change the locks and I won't give you a key.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Fast bomb. when we moved into our house, the back door didn't lock, and the guy was like, oh, we just never lock it anyway. And we went, no, you'll replace that lock before we move in. So they replaced it. We've never locked that door.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. I'm just writing
love letters.
Why didn't you write me?
Every day for
you.
Love letters straight from your heart.
That's beautiful.
Oh, love. Love is wonderful, and everyone wants to be loved, and they want to love someone.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're never loved by the person that you love, and that
is a devastating. Movie. That's exactly what that is.
It's a horrible word.
But this was picked up by our social boy, Scotty. There is an engraving as such on the wall of Danny Boy's, the sandwich shop.
Great sandwiches. Until on the weekend, actually.
Oh, did you?
Oh, wow.
I'd never heard of the place, but whenever I've spoken of Danny Boy now, people are like, it's a great place.
Yeah, it's good.
And up on the wall there, it says, Emmy for Dan with a love heart. And it was put up on the 16th of the 10th. I believe it was like 2012.
Right.
When he's posted the photo, because he's a great social guy, he's left out half the date. So good attention to detail, Scotty.
He knows when he took it.
But it was a very long time ago. All right. Of which it was. Actually, can you come in here and tell us the actual date? Because that's going to really help me push this story along. He doesn't. Come and tell us.
He's not listening.
What year? What year was this message written on the wall, Emmy for Dan?
Was it 2015?
Oh, I don't know, mate. You took the photo.
It says it on the thing.
No. Yeah, but you cut it off.
You cut it off. That's what we're saying. You cut it off on the photo.
I'm not taking the blame for that. That was Brad, but it was 2015.
Okay, right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Anyway, so it was a long time ago. And I always wonder, when I see these, you see them sometimes in concrete paths and things like that.
Yes, you do. Yes.
And
yes.
They always write, so-and-so loves so-and-so
forever.
EVA.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Ever.
It's
the classic.
Ever.
And at that point, they think it.
That's right. And then I wonder... if they ever walk past that again, you know, like 5 years later, 10 years later, and they see it there, and they're reminded that your forever did not work out.
Oh.
Or whether they did because it's etched into concrete.
Oh, you have to. You have to make it work. You did put this up on our Instagram saying if anyone else has done the same.
Yeah. And we have a response right now from Emma in Acacia Ridge who joins us. Hi, Emma.
Hi, it's actually Rebecca, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry, Rebecca. So you...
It says Emma on the screen. I don't
know
why.
You responded that you have written one of these before?
Yeah, so about 17 years ago, my boyfriend and I were walking down the street. There was fresh concrete. He thought it would be really cool to write our initials in it.
Yep.
And I was like, this is so daggy, don't do it. But he did it anyway, and it's still there. And now we're married, two kids, and everything's cool.
Because of the concrete?
Totally because of the concrete.
Yeah, but you know, if they're ever going to resurface, you're in trouble, aren't you?
I know. I keep wondering, but then we live in such an area that they're less likely to do that, so it should be okay.
Okay,
that's true. Did you ever break up over the course of the 17 years? Like, did you have a break?
No, never been on a break.
Yeah, that's maybe it is the concrete.
Have you got any anywhere? Yeah. Have you ever done it?
We built a house on the Gold Coast, and when the framing went up, Esther, me and Ethan, we went there and we wrote our sort of initials in there.
Mm.
I've realised Scotty did it, but he wrote the kids' names, maybe because he thinks they're a bit more permanent than us.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. They're harder to get rid of.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
Have you ever done it anywhere? Because it's always at different businesses have it.
Different businesses?
Yeah, well, like at the sandwich place. Mm, they've got the walls.
Yeah.
That you write the messages. Never done it?
No. No. It's graffiti, people. It's illegal.
No, when they ask you to do it.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
No. Is that what you say to them? They're like, would you like to put your love message up on the wall, Steve, with graffiti. You and your beautiful wife? And you go, no, thanks. No.
Break out the tin and shake it. I got this.
Rebecca, do you and your now husband ever go back to there after 17 years and just sort of have a look at it?
Well, it's around the corner, so sometimes we walk past and you still see it. And it gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling knowing that it's there. And it's nice.
That's lovely.
So what we wanted to ask on 131060, are you laying any concrete this morning? No, we want to track down these around Brisbane. If you see them, right, or if you're someone who has done it, go to our Instagram or Facebook page, shoot through your details, because we want to know if there's any out there that people have broken up, like, or people have stayed together, because they're there for like, that's 17 years
that's
it's
amazing.
Been there. There could be some in trees around the place.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic. Give us a message on Facebook or Instagram. Rebecca, thank you so much for getting in contact with us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We have amazing people that listen to the show, and a lot of them have different stories. And if you would like to share yours, you can hit us up on our Facebook page. And this morning we're joined by Sarah. What's your story?
Well, I was 15 years old when I gave birth to my little girl.
You gave birth at 15?
Yes, 15.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so little.
So rather than sort of stopping and thinking that you wouldn't go to school at that point, which I think a lot of people would do, would go, okay, I'm not going to be able to do this. Maybe I will have to reach out and get help from Centrelink and that might be my path. You were like, nope, I'm still going to find a way to go to uni.
I still going to school and finishing school and then going to university. Obviously, things like Centrelink are in place to help with situations like that. And I'm sure, like, at 15 years old, you wouldn't be able to provide for a child just working at Woolies and going to school, which that's what I did. So I worked at Woolworths until I was... Sorry.
That's fine.
No, you're all right. You're okay.
Like, actually talking about it makes me like...
Because I guess you've just sort of, I guess, gone on with your life and taking a moment to think about what you've actually done.
Yeah, I don't actually think about like where I started very much. And then like speaking to you guys about, a 15-year-old girl working at Woolworths and she had a baby. It's like, oh my God.
You're allowed to take a moment, honestly.
So you're in here this morning because you found yourself in a situation that some girls may find themselves in. Yeah. You want to encourage them not to give up on life and to still prove that there is still so much life ahead of you.
Yeah, I feel like when you're 15, obviously people have so many opinions and it's so easy to just give in and sit at home and do nothing with yourself and your baby because you're scared of what other people will think.
Yeah.
But if you just think about you and your baby and what you want them to grow up seeing, then...
And the joke's on them too, because when you're 28, you get your life back and you're still able to
Oh my God, don't think of the mass, that's unbelievable. What was the moment when you're in a hospital and people find out your age?
It was actually really bad. I had gestational diabetes and the midwife, with anyone with gestational diabetes, meant to be induced at 38 weeks. And my midwife was an older lady. And she was not very nice that I was 15.
Yeah,
and it was like the day before I was meant to be induced. And she said, I've had a meeting about you. You're young, so we're going to let you go because I think you'll recover.
So you feel like because of your age, there has been judgment on you.
Yes.
From, I guess, I could imagine even at the supermarket you're doing, you're shopping, people judge you that you're not able to look after your child. Yeah. And just, I guess, from the first moment, the midwife didn't give you the same love and attention that she might with someone else.
Yeah, I had massive third degree tearing and everything. And then the hospital had to apologise for that nurse's actions.
How old are you now?
I'm only 22.
Okay, you're 22.
I feel like I'm around 30 years old.
You're very emotional talking about it. And I guess you haven't really... I don't know, maybe publicly speaking about it. Is this just years of, I guess, just trying to achieve what you have despite the odds. Is this is this what you're going through now, just going, oh my gosh, I've actually done it?
Because like I think about what I do now, but I've never thought about putting it all together from like you guys asking about school and then birthing and 15 and then thinking about now, because I always think about like now I don't dwell on the past, but I just want other young girls to know that you can still do stuff. It's not like the end of the world.
Because I don't want to be patronising to new mums, but I often look at them when they've got a newborn and I go, you know what? You're out and you're not wearing PJs.
Yeah.
Like you've achieved so much. And that's how I feel at the shops.
Yeah.
But what was it like trying to work around feeding or nappy changing and studying?
It was really hard, but because I was only 15 and I was used to going to school, and then because I couldn't go to school because of the bullying and stuff, so I went to distance education, and then I got used to studying by myself. And because I guess she was always with me studying for like years, it doesn't seem like I know any different.
So you're in here to encourage girls who find themselves in situations, obviously not promoting to get themselves in that situation.
Yeah.
If you could talk to your 15-year-old self, though, pre-falling pregnant. Yeah,
I would say that you may feel like you know everything. You don't want to listen to what anyone else has to say about what you're doing, but your parents know more than you know. And if you do have a closer relationship with your parents, you should definitely talk about the things that you're doing with them and not just try and sneak out of the house and do bad things that are gonna leave you in a place that you don't necessarily want to be dealing with as 15, because you have so much to learn and it's good to just have a normal childhood.
Yeah. Even at 18, you still, I think you still
But it is so true, isn't it? You feel like you kind of go, I actually felt like I was older at 15 than what I do now. You know, it's hard to listen to people and you're like, I know what I'm doing and I'm going to be safe.
It's just good to talk about things with people and just be open with what you're doing so that people can help you. Like if you're going out and doing bad things that teenagers do, there are things in place that can help minimise the damage that it could cause for you while you're still a teen.
All right. Well, well spoken. Thank you very much for sharing your story, Sarah. Lovely to see you. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to my little journey.
Oh, well, thanks for listening to our show.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks, tomorrow we'll play it. It'll be the 20th of March at 8 a.m. Your letter for Alpha Bucks to score some sweet, sweet cash
is R for Roger Rabbit.
Team. Great movie.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Yeah, $10,000 every time we play. Already we have paid out to Brisbane just with Alpha Bucks over $260,000.
Woo!
That's a lot of cash. And right now, let's make it $270,000 because we're going to get a winner on the air. Here we go.
Playing this morning is Jessica from Deception Bay. The producers have said here that you'd take your hubby on a honeymoon if you won.
Yes, yeah. We haven't really been on a really good honeymoon, so I'd definitely take my hubby on a good honeymoon and take my kids on a holiday with us as well and, yeah, just pay a lot of bills.
Who organised the first one?
He did.
Okay, cool. All right. I'm not going to ask any more questions. You know how this works. You get $50 for each correct answer. Say pass if you can't think quickly. And all 10 right, you get the $10,000. And each answer needs to start with the letter you're about to be given.
Thank you.
All right, Jess, your letter for today is F for free.
Yep.
And your time will start when I finish the first question, which today is, name something you could keep as a pet.
Frog.
Name a chocolate.
Freddo.
Name something that grows in a rainforest.
Fruit.
Name a popular dance.
Funky.
Name an instrument.
Flute.
Name something birds do.
Fly.
Name a mythical creature.
Puff.
Name a movie.
Fly High.
Name a flower.
Frangipani.
Name a shoe shop.
Are we taking a funky? Are we taking funky?
Yes.
For dancing?
You should send us a video of your funky dance, Jessica. Because
I'm telling my son does a lot of funky dances.
Yes, $400. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well done.
Jess, are you a friend of ours on Instagram?
Yes, I am, yes.
Did you see the little Easter egg we left you this morning?
No, I didn't. I haven't been on Instagram this morning.
Well, this morning on Instagram, we accidentally, on purpose, had the questions and answers for Alpha Bucks posted.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, I didn't even see.
No, don't be sorry.
Yeah. You did so well, I was like, she's been on there. She's got it.
Oh, I was so silly. I just looked at the coffee cups.
One that you did pass on, name a mythical creature. You could have had fairy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, don't apologise. You did well. You got $400.
Thank you so, guys. Love so much, guys. Like, honestly, that's fantastic. Thank you.
But, of course, fairies are real.
I didn't read it out wrong for that reason.
Right,
so,
okay.
Alrighty. Well, we're not going to put those questions up every day for you, Brisbane, but we could do it again at some stage. Make sure you follow us, Hit105 Brisbane on Instagram.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit105.
As a lot of you may know, some may not know, I have a strange situation at home wherein I have a 17-year-old son. He turns 17 next week. And then I also have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a massive gap.
It's not strange. It's just unplanned.
Different. So we're going through the stage at the moment of, with our eldest Ethan, he's got his own part-time job. In 12 months, he's going to be his own adult. And we only have 12 months of power left.
Huh? What little power you have.
And I think that's why you've kept it, so that you pay for a lot, because you know that that's going to keep him at home.
Oh, money is power. Let's be honest. And that's why I say I get to check your phone, because I pay the bill. When you pay your own bill, then I'll stop checking your phone, and I know he's never going to do that. So we're in the middle of the conversation at the moment of him saying that he's old enough to stay home on his own. Now, I'm not talking like when we duck down to the shops. We've got a couple of weekends away planned, and he wants to stay home in the house on his own for 48 hours while we are
17.
In another...
Yeah, I know legally he can, but what he's saying is, maturity-wise, is he able to?
Maturity-wise, I don't know if Esther would leave you by yourself.
And that's exactly why he's never been... That's why she's had the kids, to look after him. Does she know that's what Ethan's doing?
I don't mind. Well, I'll keep brooding as long as I have people to look after me when I'm an old man. I said to Esther, I hope that Eden, my daughter, is the one that comes to the house and checks that I've cleaned.
I don't know, because I've had two older brothers, and I think my parents started leaving us at home because they used to go home every Easter for 4 days.
Yeah.
And we were known as being the epic parties.
Yeah,
see, so that's why we used to look forward to it. So we were known for the Easter parties.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think it would have been, I don't reckon my parents realised until it was probably the fourth year in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had a good, it was like a festival.
We used to say that we had a little bit of shindy.
Worm Adelaide, you haven't heard of it?
It's pretty big now. But we used to plan well.
Yeah.
And we used to make sure that in the neighbourhood, everyone was invited.
We never
put down letters because that would be they would be able to send them back. But we'd make sure we'd door knock and say, "Hey, we're having a little bit of a gathering. We would love you guys to come along," and we'd really make sure that they'd come, because then they could never complain to our parents because they were there.
Yeah, you can't snitch if you're part of the problem, can you? Yeah.
So, and it would often be their kids, you know, so they wouldn't complain because their kids came to our party.
Ethan's not going to have a massive party if you go away, though, is he? You'd have to organise it.
Well, I reckon his friends would organise it. It would just happen to be at our house. And the big question around it is, because the other weekend we let him go to a party a couple of blocks away from our house.
Mm.
And I knew where the house was because I can track him on his... What time is it? Oh, no, he's probably in the car.
You can track him on... I can find my friends that you have on his phone.
Yes. You got a microchip when he was born.
Yeah. We track you. And I was having a beer at my house with my cousin. And I'm like, look, this is where Ethan is. He goes, I know that house. Because I work with that bloke. And then they got busted because they weren't meant to be having a party, because my cousin works with the kid's dad.
Yeah, right.
And then the jig was up and they all got in trouble.
It must be harder to have parties these days.
Well, social media's ruined it.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, because you're all Facebook friends with your parents.
How did you know we had a party? You live streamed it, moron.
Why is your Facebook feed filled with cleaners?
So 13, 10, 60, we're trying to decide, do we leave Ethan at home? And I want to know...
You gotta fight for your right to want it.
Did you throw a party and how did you get busted?
So if we let him stay home for the weekend,
yeah.
What are the little things that we can go hunting for around the house? The classic is a moved armchair covering a hole.
Oh, yeah.
That one, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's too clean.
Yeah.
That is true.
I wanted you to come home to a tidy house, Mum.
Sure you did.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. You gotta fight for your right
to party. Matty's an old man trying to work out whether his son is old enough to stay at home and not have a party.
He's 4 now and we're like, you know, no. He's our eldest. Ethan's 17, old enough to get his license. He's got a part-time job. We always make him go away with us for the weekend. He's like, I want to stay home, keep doing my fish and chip shop job, have a bit of freedom.
Is he mature enough? Okay.
Yes, he is. He's still a teenager, right?
Mm.
So 13, 10, 60. If we let him stay home for the weekend, what should I look out for if he's throwing a party? Did you ever get busted throwing a party?
Chris in Narangba. You threw one and what happened?
We got busted big time. So when I was about 16, parents went away for the weekend and my sister and I threw a party. We had a vacant block next to us and then neighbours after that, they come over and yelled at us and told us to turn the music down. We didn't. They egged our house.
Oh.
So we retaliated in kind with about 3 dozen eggs.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And about 6 or 7 went through their fly screen onto their carpets.
Oh, look at you, original egg boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So did you have 3 cartons of eggs in the house, or did you guys nip down to the Sleven to get them?
No. We used to have, like, those big triple packs.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah.
Marco and Aspley, you threw a party, got busted.
Yeah, guys, I was 18, had an agreement with my friends that, yep, I throw the party and you guys clean up afterwards.
Good.
So I could sleep in the next day.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So Mum was away on the weekend at a conference, so we had all weekend. It was fine. I went to bed after the successful party, got up the next morning, looked at the house, was all clean, went back to bed. Mum came home, slipped over because one of the guys used vinegar all over the vinyl flooring and pretty much completely ruined most of the house
is flooring.
Oh, see, yeah. So you got to be careful of the cleaning.
Yeah.
You clean up.
Right. or just don't throw the party.
Where Brooke in Narangba, you threw a party. What happened?
So I was roughly 15 or 16. It wasn't my party. It was a friend's party. We'd never drank before, so we were, like, mixing alcohol, and then my friend got really sick, and she called her, and got really scared, and she called her dad around, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he had to come pick us all up, take us to his house, and then, that day, my dad came pick us up from another house, and because I was on my L's, he's like, oh, let's go for a driving lesson, and I had to come clean and tell him that I had been drinking, because I had alcohol in my system.
Oh.
So I had to tell him what we'd done.
I reckon he probably threw that driving lesson just to say, I wonder if Brooke's going to own up.
Yeah, maybe, but no, I got busted and then, yeah.
Right, so then I'm going to write this out. Hit him for driving lesson.
Kayla in Griffin, what happened when you threw a party at your house?
Oh, like everyone else, I got busted big time. I was 16 and my parents were going to Sydney and I begged and begged and begged for them to let me stay at home. And they did, and I didn't think my mother was smart enough to set a trap, but she did. She put in the liquor cabinet where all the alcohol was, the 2 handles, she put sewing thread around it.
Yeah.
So as soon as we opened it up to get the alcohol out, we didn't see it snap because it was too fine. And, she came home and busted me.
Brilliant. That's some spy-level stuff right there.
It was very clever. I do it now with my 4 kids.
Leslie, first time on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you going?
You threw a party and you got busted?
Yeah, big time.
Everyone big time.
It's never small time, is it?
It's such the simplest thing, too. We're about 15, 16. My parents went down to Sydney for the weekend. As a lady before, begged and begged and begged to stay at home. And so everyone had a job the next day to clean up and go retrieve stuff that we'd used and all that stuff. And we failed on toilet paper.
Why?
Because my mum was the, you know, certain type of toilet paper and the boys went down and just got the cheapo stuff.
Oh.
And yeah, she come back and she's like, why do we have different toilet papers?
Oh, yeah. If it's like, not too ply, you're telling a lie. Oh.
Yeah, I could not think of anything at the time to cover that up.
Yeah.
See, and that's the issue. You overcleaned. If you just let it run out and said we used all the toilet paper, yeah, she'd be none the wiser.
Yeah.
Oh, we couldn't do that because she just bought like a whole bunch.
Yeah,
oh.
At a party, you know how you go through it so quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I've made some notes.
Uh-huh.
Gonna...
And so you going to let him?
So has your son made notes of what to do better.
Good point.
So I don't know
point.
How this
That's
really
kind
works.
Of a catch-22.
He's like, toilet paper, must take photo of brand they buy.
You're going to let him do it? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be the first person at that party.
Of course you are.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Girls gone wild, reality TV
style. Just miles and miles. Organising a little bit of a girls' trip. As we females like to do, we like to plan in the future. And I was talking about when I stop breastfeeding, because we're like, it would be nice to go away because I'm not going to leave my bubs while I'm feeding. Mm-hmm. And plus, I wouldn't mind having a few drinks. So we're organising a little bit of a shindy. I don't know if you guys get this with your friends and their partners, but there's a bit of an email chain, or we do it on Facebook, and there's a group. And then all of a sudden it goes on to a smaller group as someone likes to talk about the person that's just sent the
Sub-group.
Latest email.
Yeah.
Subgroup.
Yeah. I don't want to go where she wants to go.
Why did you invite her? That was really weird that she suggested that place. Do you think she's getting kickbacks? But this happened because an email went around saying, hey, let's go out just one or two nights. We'll go away maybe to Byron, go to Sydney. Let's plan something.
Right.
And then someone said, yep, that's fine, but I think I'll have to bring the kids. And then
delete that person off the group.
And we all were like, oh, because when someone suggests that, we feel bad. Because then she's like, just getting separation anxiety. And we're like, oh, no, we're bad people because we don't mind leaving our kids. And I do understand you do feel a little bit separation anxiety. But yeah. I'm like, you have to be able to miss your kids.
Of course.
You got to be able to enjoy it.
And in your defense, you've got attachment anxiety. Get off me.
Well, one of my friends was like, you speak to her. So I sent the email back and I wrote back saying, is everything okay? Because I did notice your husband went away to the Formula One on the weekend for a boys' weekend. Did he take the kids? ? And she just wrote back a smiling emoji. Because obviously he wasn't going to bring the kids.
No,
that's not a
It wasn't a given.
Yeah.
But you know when someone just adds the kids thing, then
it
we
ruins
all feel
it for
bad.
Everybody.
And then everyone was like, well, maybe we'll leave it for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
She's like, why? And we're like, well, until the kids grow up.
Until they're 18.
So you don't feel bad leaving them.
Yeah.
Why? Because you killed the joy.
You killed the joy, man.
And we understand if anyone's feeding and the bubs is young, yeah, then we always go, no, that's fine. Of course, bring them. But we even had this situation once where we were like, we don't talk to her much anymore because one of our friends, we were having a hens. I was organising the hens. And she wrote back saying, are you making it kids friendly?
A hens night?
I wrote back saying, I'm not going to ask a stripper to dress like the Wiggles. No.
There's a market for that.
There's really not. A lot of...
You'd be surprised.
The ladies I know are a big fan of Lockie.
Lockie, I know.
Yeah.
My wife.
This is even before Lockie's
Lockie.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh no, Jeff had his day as well. Jeff was...
The narcoleptic.
Yeah, I think it would still feel weird. It would still feel weird if I came in singing Hot Potato.
So are you... are you bringing the
Where's
kids...
Where's the Hot Potato? Hot the potato.
Didn't need the...
You didn't need the action?
Didn't need the action.
You did. Fine, Hot Potato.
Are you taking the kids to this?
No, we put a pause on it.
You just put a pause on it?
We have to put a pause on it. It's like when you're organising a guy's night and someone brings their girlfriend. It's the same for us when we're organising a girl's dinner and then someone's husband comes. And you feel guilty because you should have invited your husband.
No, uninvite them. I think that's the one thing men would do is we wouldn't give up our boys' night because they're too rare.
Yeah, you'd go, fine, you stay home with the kids, we'll go. That's what you should do. And then she'll either come to the party or...
We put a pause on it for a little bit of time.
Nope. Ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. Let's ring her and tell her.
Yeah.
That she's not coming?
Yeah.
We'll offer to babysit.
No,
correction. Stav will offer to babysit.
Do I know her? Oh, you can't name her? Okay, you can't name her. You're just shaking your head.
No.
Do I know her, though?
No.
I do know her.
Of course you know her. Of course.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Sorry, I'm a little bit thrown. It's like... 5 to 9.
Oh my god, are we early?
We're very early, should we? Phil? We good?
We'll play another song if you want.
No, like, just threw me.
No, that's what you want.
He likes time. He likes to be on time and you throwing him, Maddie.
Bastille here at Hit 105.
A few moments later.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Whacked another tune on. Run a bit too early
Thank
for Stav.
I appreciate it. I feel much better now.
You're very time human, aren't you? Like, everything has to run to a certain time for you.
I'm an Aquarius. We're very punctual.
Yeah, right. Whereas me, I don't really care. 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
I think it was because I was 6 weeks premature when I was a kid, and now I just want to be on time to make up for that.
Okay, fair enough.
About that.
Yeah?
I feel like Sweden over here, because I really don't care if I'm on time or not on time. But I see Stav constantly checking the time. And do you know, he keeps checking it. And I know that you can see that he's checking it. And the more he checks it, the more you deliberately run late. And I can see that about him. And you know what? He pretends that he's got no anxiety over here. But his leg, it shakes more and more.
That's a different thing.
To talk slower. Every time, you know, that he's looking at the time and he's looking down, looking at the time. News is not on time. People care about it. So I'm Sweden over here. And I just watch it all.
I will admit, 99% of the questions I ask in interviews are just to see you squirm over how long it's going.
Appreciate that.
So work it out, guys. Thanks, but no thanks.
I do like the rain. It's good, you know?
For farmers.
For everyone. Yeah. It's been like a wasteland out in Oxley, really dry.
How's your garden going, your flowers?
Fabulous. Yeah. It is good for that. I'm saving a lot of money on water. But I really think the rain needs to pull its head in and rain at convenient times.
Ah, yeah.
Why is it that when you're driving somewhere, it's cloudy until you turn off your ignition, then... You know? Or you've just washed your car.
You're not praying enough.
Yeah, maybe. It just, like, I'm cool for you to rain when it suits me.
Yesterday was school pickup time.
See, I was lucky.
It was fine throughout the whole day. And the school pickup, as soon as it picked him up, I was like, man.
Fine. Yeah, it clears. Funny sense of humour, rain. Thanks. But no thanks.
Clouds, hey.
Speaking of the rain. Yesterday, actually when it did rain, got out my phone app, which is sketchy at best, the weather one. I've been looking at it and it's been saying it's not raining while rain is falling on the screen that I'm looking at it. But I looked at it yesterday to see if it was going to be clear because it came in a bit earlier at Barton and it was just before school pickup. I was going to see if it was going to be ready.
More convenient, you pay extra rates, yeah, so you shouldn't expect the rain.
But while I was looking at the weather app, it's animated and lightning struck in the background of the app at exactly the same time that lightning struck outside. And I went, oh my God, I didn't know it did that. That is amazing. And for a brief 30 seconds, my life was completely changed thinking that the weather app actually does real-time lightning strikes.
With just Barton? Everyone in North Lakes
that would
is
be
like,
a pretty good feature, though.
It would be. It would be. But then, of course, I watched it for another. It just does it on every now and then, and yeah, it didn't match up. But for a while there, it was a very exciting time for me. Thanks, Ben.
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast. Thank you so much for your company. Good evening, or good morning. Stav, Abby, and Matt. Hit 105.